Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And our next guest, who is the new head coach at South Dade, somebody who's been around, a hard worker, joining a program that obviously is looking to get back in the mix. Coach Nathaniel Hudson did a great job in the time that he was with him. Coach Chris Reed joins us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the job, and it's great to have you.
Hey, Blue, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You know, as we just talked to Coach Ronnie Thornton, who moves in right across town from you guys and, you know, takes over a program that was a state runner-up, you get an opportunity to try to rebuild a program. And obviously, South Dade over the last couple of years has fallen off. And, I mean, obviously, it's your job to come in and make an impression with a lot of the kids and the community. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, luckily, I have a great staff of guys around me. You know, it was unbelievable to me when, upon even considering the job or, you know, the opportunity of having the job, how many guys reached out that were alumni, that, and just the community in general, everybody really wants to see South Dade football get back. So, you know, it's easy when you kind of had it the right way and having the great coach that I had, being an alumni myself, and, you know, you surround yourself with a bunch of guys that all have been coaching, all want to give back to the community. And, you know, I've told people this time and time again, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with us, you know, and we know what South Dade football looks like. And like you said, it kind of lost its way. And, you know, grateful to Coach Hudson, the guy who gave me my first opportunity as a coach. So, you know, just trying to bring it back to what we know is South Dade football back in the days. And we got the guys to do it.
No doubt. Coach Chris Reed joining us. And Coach, when you take a look at the sports program at South Dade, baseball, football, basketball, wrestling, obviously with Coach Vic Valmaceda, there's a lot to live up to. I mean, it's been one of the best overall sports programs in South Florida for a number of years. I remember the year that South Dade won state, and the baseball team was in the mix. The basketball team, the wrestling team won for the millionth time. What kind of pride is it to have to be a part of such an impressive sports program?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable pride. And, you know, there's an identity of a type of person that goes to South Dade that's an athlete, and whether it's football, like you said, wrestling, which is a dominant program, you know, but I can only speak from my experience of football, but there's an identity of a South Dade, you know, team where whether win or lose, you're gonna play them, and they're going to be well-coached, disciplined, and the kids we have are just – they're just a different breed of kids. They're just a tougher, right. You know – they're disciplined. They want discipline. They want structure. They want to work hard. They want to work in the weight room. So, to me, it's exciting. You know, it's a lot. It's obviously pressure, but when you know what to do and you do right by the kids, because you know what kind of kid you're going to get, what kind of team you're going to play when you play a South Dade. You know, it's just a different kind of human. You know.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris Reed, head coach at South Dade, joins us. And, you know, when you look back in the successful teams that South Dade has had over the years with Don Drinkon right through couple of years before, and the thing that was probably the most important part of the program, Coach, were the youth football programs and the ties to the youth football programs and how close it was and how you would on any given day see a tremendous amount of kids from the youth program coming to a Friday night game or a Thursday night game, and vice versa. A lot of the coaches coming, you know, going to the youth programs, whether it be Florida City or, you know, in the Homestead area. How important is that for you to get back in touch with that?
Extremely important, you know, and especially seeing as how we have a lot of alumni that are involved with there, and they're also good coaches. So having guys on my staff already, like Darren Baldwin, who's super involved in Florida City, Arthur Allen, the Palmetto Raiders, Even guys like Khalil Render, the quarterback for the state team, getting them. And these are guys that, you know, someone like Darren Baldwin, I used to go watch him play when I was a kid and just look up. So being able to coach with them, you know, and these guys are involved in the parks. They really – and I have a bunch of other coaches in middle schools and stuff. These are all people that care about the entire process from, you know, when he's a kid, off to college, making sure he finishes all 4 years. Because that's one thing we all got in common as far as coaches is – wins and losses is not our goal, even though we know that's going to be a result. Our goal is to develop the young man, you know? And so when you have guys that are really invested in the kid from the whole way up and, you know, are really connected to these kids and know the families and just be part of that process, you know, it's super important to bring guys on like that because it helps the kid buy in more because, you know, they're going to really trust that coach. And who's not going to listen to Darren Baldwin if you're a defensive back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's your coach.
Pretty good wrestler in his day too.
yeah, he was a wrestler first, actually.
Yeah, he's a pretty good athlete, Coach. Before I let you go, I think that any program that's going to be successful has to have administrative support, and South Dade's always had that. You know, from the principals to the athletic directors to the student body to the teachers who show up to the games. Talk about that, because I think that has probably been the building block for South Dade throughout the years, is how close-knit that school has always been.
Right.
I mean, and obviously, I've known a lot of the administrators throughout the years and the ADs and the coaches and, you know, back to the Don Drinkhan years. Talk about that.
Yeah, Joel Frenari, yep.
Yeah, Joel Frenari as well.
Yeah. The administration is super supportive and they agree with, you know, the vision of our staff, which is we're more concerned with the development of the human, you know, of developing into a young man that's going to be productive and give back and, you know, doing things the right way in the classroom, making sure that's my number one priority is classroom, number two, weight room, especially right now in January. So having an administration that shares that vision and supportive, you know, and like you said, this is built on guys like Joel Frenari and, you know, not administrative, but you have coaches like Don Drakon, Greg Dantino is my head coach, Paul Bronis, who's my mentor and is like a father figure to me, you know. You have a lot of these legendary coaches who us now current coaches had as players. And so we know what it looks like. And, you know, I feel like I'm the luckiest kid in the world to have had to be able to say that I've had coaches like that, you know, George Malvestuto, Clark Eakes, you know, Nate Hudson Sr., Don Drakon, you know, these were all guys that were my coaches. So, you know, we know what it looks like, and they're still around, and they're still supporting from a distance and, you know, doing what they can as far as giving advice. And because everybody really wants to see South Dade football back. So you're going to see a restoration of tradition. You know, I'm assuming pretty soon if we keep doing things with the kids we have, you know, I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I think they're going to see a South Dade football brand that's brought back.
Nice. Maybe you can get Paul off the golf course and come back and help a little bit.
If you only knew how many times I offered. If he only knew. When he listens to this, he knows. He's going to laugh.
Yeah, well, I know that it's that the old guard that was there, they were all into that football. And the names that you mentioned, and obviously some of the coaches have been there. And as you said, the players, that's one of the programs that really gives back. I mean, the players come back. The Hudson family's always coming back and bringing somebody. I know the father still hangs around the program a lot. And
oh, yeah, Pop's still around. I was talking to him tonight, yep.
Yeah, it's been a family for as long as I can remember. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck, and we'll get out there and watch you during the spring.
Hey, Blue, thank you, and thank you for all that you do, man. I appreciate you.
Good stuff. Coach Chris Reed, the new head coach at South Dade. I'll tell you what. I mean, you know. I mean, I have to tell you guys, when South Dade's going, they're going. I mean, between them and Homestead, there's a lot of athletic ability. You know, we look at Florida City, and we look all the way up, as he said, the Palmetto, the team in Palmetto, and all the youth programs in that area, Goulds and you know, I mean, it's a hotbed. So obviously it's important to kind of tap into that a little bit. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, street athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap it up for a Monday evening. Coach Matt Dixon is the new head coach at Somerset Silver Palms. He's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.